Well, a bad end of the week for the stock market, with the FTSE losing as much as 100 points during the day. Let's get the thoughts of our man at Alpari, James Hughes. James, disappointing figures from the other side of the Atlantic.
Yeah, well, we've got some negativity going through these markets today, and I think the main issue for that is we've got to look over the pond and look at the US. We've had some rather negative figures out of the jobs report in the US, showing that there weren't enough jobs created, or not as many jobs created as were expected in the US over the last month. So that's had a hit on the markets. And you've also had today quite a lot of negativity surrounding the Eurozone, some PMI numbers out of the Eurozone and retail sales numbers out of the Eurozone disappointing, and really leading on from a pretty poor week in terms of economic data. And I think that's really one of the major reasons we're seeing these markets so negative today.
And perhaps some jitters about the government, the coalition, after the election results over the last 24 hours?
Yeah, I think that could be one of the reasons as well. And I think if the losses for the coalition government hadn't have been so big, I think this would have almost gone under the radar. But I think because those losses are so aggressive, I think that it's having that extra effect on the markets at the moment. Just that another added negative blow, which is dragging things down.
I suppose looking across the pond to the US economy, I mean, the figures are down, aren't they? Unemployment figures, not as much as expected, but they're going in the right direction, surely.
Well, that's the thing. Unemployment is the number one barometer of how an economy is performing, and the unemployment number remains high, and the figure came in at 8.1%, the actual unemployment rate, and it was expected at 8.2. So it is moving in the right direction. It's not a big move, but the problem out there is it's still a high number. But things are moving in the right direction in the US. It's almost the US that seem to be getting over their issues somewhat, and they're shrugging off what's going on in the Eurozone and tend to just be focusing on turning themselves around. And it seems to be working at the moment, although a slight blip in some aspects of these numbers today. But that unemployment number overall is going the right way.
And I suppose also we should be pleased with this news that RBS has confirmed it's to repay the last of the $163 billion in emergency loans it received from both the US and the UK government. So, you know, a lot of people are worried that we might actually be stuck with that debt forever, but perhaps not.
Yeah, and that's a positive sign today, and I think that shows in the markets. We've actually got markets that the FTSE 100 trading down pretty aggressively, but those stocks that are on the upside are the banks, and it is because of that story. And I think that's just almost just one bit of good news, which everyone wanted to hear, that these banks were starting to pay back or finishing paying back these loans. And I think that's almost more of a PR spin than anything, because we know the company isn't necessarily performing great. It's still announced losses, of course, but the fact that they've repaid that loan is of course seen as good news.